that the question of witnesses was going to come up anyway. And I think in this case, it may move the needle in one direction or another. And for the people that still are thinking that, you know, the foundation of how it originated, what we've heard so far, every senator will have a different opinion of how important that is. But I'm not going to deny it's going to change the decibel level and probably the intensity at which we go about talking about witnesses, which are going to be on Friday.
Yeah. And the interesting thing to me is, you know, Chuck Schumer, he comes up here and he always said, I just need four Republicans. Ladies and gentlemen, that's not about witnesses. He needs four Republicans to be the majority leader of the United States Senate. It is his magic number. That's his focus. He has known from the beginning that he was never going to have an opportunity to actually remove President Trump from office or remove President Trump from the ballot. His goal, as clearly stated, is to become the majority leader, not to remove the president.
When I add one thing to that.
There you have it. This John is a Barrasso, John Barrasso, U.S. Senator. From, I believe, Wyoming. Is he Wyoming? We'll double check that. But suffice to say, the Republicans are ready to get back at it about 43 minutes from now. When we come back, we'll hear from the Demo-rats, Chuck Schumer and company. That's always good for laughs. We'll do that and more coming up, live and local, now.
Hi, this is Diamond and Silk. If you can see mountains in Nevada, listen to Kevin Wall on the Nevada Talk Network.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. The healthcare open enrollment period has ended. Did you miss it? Don't go a whole year without a healthcare program. Sign up with Liberty HealthShare. As a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, they are not insurance. That means you can sign up any time of the year. Liberty HealthShare has no network. You are free to pick your own doctors, hospitals, and providers. And there are no contracts. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has memberships for singles, couples, and families of any size. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or go to libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. That's libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall.
Are you sick of a do-nothing Congress? I am. My name is Sam Peters, and I'm running to be your voice in Nevada's 4th Congressional District. Let me be frank. I'm not a career politician. I am a veteran who earned a Bronze Star in Afghanistan, and I'm a business owner. I don't want to nibble at the edges. I want to get things done. I'm running to get real results on securing our borders, reforming Congress, balancing the budget, all while keeping our economy thriving. Join me by going to sampetersforcongress.com. That's sampeters4congress.com. I approve this message.
Paid for by the committee to elect Sam Peters.
Nevada Talk Network family, you've heard me talking about my MyPillow and MyPillow Premium Pillows and all of the great deals you can find by going to MyPillow.com and clicking on the radio listener specials. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA, MyPillow Premium Pillows, washable and dryable. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and use my promo code USA and get the best sleep of your life. Mike Lindell guarantees it.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and I ran for governor in 2018. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. And I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid mountain bikes, and gift cards. We also have a wide variety of the latest e-bikes, which allows anyone to ride a bike, especially for those who want to ride a bike again but have some limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. And for those of you who are interested in a more extended outdoor experience, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. EscapeAdventures.com.
Listening to the radio, driving in your car. Radio gets results.
It's a well-known fact and a well-hidden secret that radio reaches more consumers and, more importantly, more consumers with disposable income than any other medium. If you want to invite nice people with money into your business like Sahara Motors, the Ely Chiropractic Clinic, and Taco Time have, then give us a call at 775-293-1875, 775-293-1875, or through Facebook at facebook.com/Nevada Talk Network. facebook.com/Nevada Talk Network. You have nothing to lose but a little bit of time.
Radio gets results.
Radio.
Radio gets results. That's radio.
Let us know what's on your mind. Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/Nevada Talk Net. Or visit our website, nvtalk.com.
Hi, Anderson. I'm ready for my interview. Are you ready? Well, let's go. They call me AOC. It's special to be me. I'm fantastic, so enthusiastic. I have a Green New Deal.
I just love it. I just love it. Monday always brings new stuff. We've got John Bolton. Supposedly in the manuscript of his new book, saying that the president did relate to him that, let's just say that the president related that the money was being held up to Ukraine. I don't know what the big deal is, to be honest with you. I really honestly don't. But, hey, enough of that. Let's take you now to the gallery of the United States Senate. Chuck Schumer met with the media just about 45 minutes ago.
I'm proud to be joined by two of my outstanding colleagues, the senators from Maryland and Wisconsin. You know, I could use a little water. Okay, good morning, everybody. Now, over a month ago, we said that hearing from witnesses and reviewing documents is the bare minimum for a fair trial. Since then, redacted emails were released that said there was clear direction from the president to hold the military assistance. The GAO concluded that the president broke the law in doing so. And new information from Mr. Parnas revealed a plot to remove a U.S. ambassador. And now, according to the New York Times, Ambassador Bolton wrote in his book that he was ordered by the president to continue freezing assistance until Ukraine announced the political investigations the president was seeking, including the investigation into the Bidens. This is stunning. It goes right to the heart of the charges against the president. Ambassador Bolton essentially confirms the president committed the offenses charged in the first article of impeachment. It boils down to one thing. We have a witness with firsthand evidence of the president's actions for which he is on trial. He is ready and willing to testify. How can Senate Republicans not vote to call that witness and request his documents? Anyone who says the House case lacks eyewitnesses and then votes to prevent eyewitnesses from testifying is talking out of both sides of their mouth. Also, according to the report, several sections of Mr. Bolton's book further implicate Mr. Mulvaney. Previously, Mr. Mulvaney denied ever being on the phone when the president spoke to Rudy Giuliani. Mr. Bolton writes that Mr. Mulvaney was on the phone with Rudy and the president was discussing the removal of Ambassador Yovanovitch. Mr. Bolton's book is further evidence that a large number of people were, quote, in the loop on this scheme, as Ambassador Sondland said, and now they are all covering up. So it seems like not only is there more evidence that the president held the aide off to get a political gain, an investigation, but there seems to be a giant cover-up among so many of the leading people in the White House who knew about it and said nothing about it, let alone tried to stop it. If there was ever even a shred of logic left to not hear witnesses and review the documents, Mr. Bolton's book just erased it. Ambassador Bolton's manuscript was sent to the White House over a month ago. The president ordered everyone with firsthand knowledge of his actions not to testify in the impeachment inquiry. We're all staring a White House cover-up in the face. It is so clear what's going on here. I don't need to spell it out for you. If Senate Republicans are not going to vote to call Mr. Bolton and Mr. Mulvaney and the other witnesses now, if they're not going to ask for notes and emails, they're going to be part of the cover-up too. Because we have this out in the open. It's up to four Senate Republicans, just four Senate Republicans, to ensure that John Bolton, Mick Mulvaney, Mr. Blair, and Mr. Duffy testify in the Senate trial. It's up to four Republicans to get the documents that surrounded their actions in those days. One final point. Of course, the president denied Ambassador Bolton's account in a series of late-night tweets. Already some Republicans are saying, oh, this is just a he said affair. Just a matter of conflicting accounts. I would remind everyone, between President Trump and Ambassador Bolton, only one of them is willing to testify in the Senate under oath. Only Mr. Bolton is willing to swear that he is telling the truth.
Please shut up now.
There you have it. That's Chuck Schumer. Rhymes with humor. Anyway, coming up, we're going to get serious after the break. We're going to talk more about the passing of Kobe Bryant and where you were when you learned of it. I was in a local watering hole, believe it or not, having breakfast. And it was just horrible. The memories of Kobe Bryant. We'll get to that and more coming up live and local now.
Where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again.
Taco Time's awesome sauce burrito is just $1.99. It's totally sawsome.
See what I did there?
Made with real food, real fast. We load it with seasoned ground beef, refried beans, rich and creamy cheese sauce, and our world-famous Mexi fries. Time to customize. Pick your sauce, boss. Choose original, green, or blazing five alarm. Whatever your style, grab your awesome sauce burrito and go the extra mile for just $1.99. Only at Taco Time, where real ingredients make better food.
Hi, I'm Charlie Jones, here with your invitation to join me 9 to midnight, Sunday through Thursday, right here where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again. Beginning at 9 p.m., I'll lay it all out. We'll digest the news of the day, keep an eye on world events, take a hard look at those pesky social issues, and dial in a good, sharp focus on the ever-changing American news landscape and mix in your perceptions and observations from your phone calls. So tell your friends I'm here tonight and I want to talk to you. 9 p.m. to midnight, Sunday through Thursday, right here where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The president's legal team will soon resume their opening arguments in the president's Senate impeachment trial. This, as Utah Senator Republican Mitt Romney says, it's becoming increasingly likely that other GOP senators will want witnesses, including former National Security Advisor John Bolton, to testify at the trial.
It's increasingly apparent that it would be important to hear from John Bolton. I, of course, will make a final decision on witnesses after we've heard from not only the prosecution, but also the defense.
The FBI is helping process the scene of the helicopter crash that killed NBA legend Kobe Bryant, as well as his 13-year-old daughter and seven other people. It happened yesterday afternoon in California. The National Transportation Safety Board is the lead agency in the investigation. And this is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Bush completes his first Rolex 24. I'm Kyle Rickey. That story next on NASCAR Today, midday.
Progressive presents Get Pumped. Inspiration to help you do insurance stuff.
Hey, get your head in the game. This ain't no exhibition match. This is for real. You've got a house to insure, and there are no excuses because Progressive's Home Quote Explorer makes it easier than ever to get the coverage you need. Here's some music to get you pumped. Dum chugga 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 meow meow meow. Dum chugga chugga chugga. Feel that confidence. Dum chugga chugga chugga. Did I say stop saving money? No. Dum chugga 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 meow meow meow.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers.
Hi, folks. Mike Bagley here. At MRN, we rely on equipment from Racing Electronics.
Joey Logano to the lead on the back straightaway.
Racing Electronics has scanners and headphones. We can listen to every uncensored conversation between driver and crew.
You won the championship, baby. Yeah.
And when we need live audio, in-car cameras, and up-to-the-second statistics, use their latest handheld unit called Legend. To learn more about these products and many others, visit RacingElectronics.com. Racing Electronics, the official two-way communication partner of MRN.
Two-time and reigning NASCAR Cup Series champion Kyle Busch drove in his first Rolex 24-hour IMSA sports car race over the weekend at Daytona International Speedway. Busch competed with the AIM Vassar Sullivan team and was part of a four-driver lineup that finished eighth in the Grand Touring Daytona class. Busch drove in several hours of the event, including nearly 3 hours during the overnight period, and says it was a great experience overall.
Overall, it was plentiful. There was a lot going on and a lot to learn and kind of pick up on and figure out. But overall, it was good. We had a lot of fun. I enjoyed it. Just, being able to get back in a race car again, kind of my season warm-up, if you will.
See more on the Rolex 24 at Daytona now at MRN.com. I'm Kyle Rickey. This is NASCAR Today Midday on the Motor Racing Network.
Let us know what's on your mind. Email NevadaTalkNet@gmail.com or call 775-293-1875.
Oh, a microphony!
And a phony at the mic!
Let's stick together.
How many of you watched the Grammys? I watched the Grammys last night, something I rarely ever do. But I wanted to see how they addressed the Kobe Bryant thing. It was held at the Staples Center, and I thought Alicia Keys did a great job. About, I don't know, 10 minutes into the broadcast, I did a little tribute to Kobe Bryant, and Boys to Men, I think, helped her accompany her. And it was just a really, really cool thing. How did this all begin? Daryl Osby is the L.A. County Fire Chief, and this was the first official word of the Kobe Bryant helicopter crashes, Cut 5. This is Daryl Osby, L.A. County Fire Chief.
Today, shortly before 10 o'clock at 9:47 a.m., the Los Angeles County Fire Department received a 911 call of a potential helicopter down in a brush fire at the intersection of Las Virgenes Road and Willow Glen Street in the city of Calabasas in unincorporated Los Angeles County. Upon arrival, our firefighters discovered approximately a quarter acre brush fire that resulted from a crash on the hillside. The Los Angeles County Fire Department initial response was 15 pieces of apparatus and 56 personnel that consisted of paramedics, engine company, heavy rescue, truck company, hand crews, and aircraft, and a chief officer to oversee the incident. Upon arrival during the incident and upon arrival of the Sheriff's Department, our two respective departments entered into unified command to handle this incident. Our firefighters on scene indicated that there was a debris field and steep terrain with a quarter acre brush fire that was occurring at the time. Our firefighters hiked in to the accident site with their medical equipment and hose lines to extinguish the stubborn fire, as it included the brush fire, debris from the helicopter, and the fire also included magnesium, which is very hard for our firefighters to extinguish because magnesium reacts with oxygen and water. In addition to our firefighters hiking into the incident, we had one helicopter flying to the incident with firefighter paramedics on board. Those paramedics were hoisted down to the incident early into the incident. They did a search of the area for survivors. Unfortunately, all the survivors on board were determined to have been perished.
That's Daryl Ospey, L.A. County Fire Chief, the first official word of the Kobe Bryant helicopter crash. This hour of Live and Local Now brought to you in part by Liberty HealthShare, offering an affordable health care option that allows you to enroll any time of the year. $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, just $529 for a family. That's mom and dad and all the kids. It's real simple. We make it real simple for you. Just call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. Yeah, we make it easy for you. Tell you what, let's do. Let's go to Stephen A. Smith and cut eight. He is the ESPN guy, has covered the NBA for like his entire adult life. This was his reaction to the passing of Kobe Bryant yesterday on CNN. Here it is.
Stephen A., how are you processing this information right now, brother?
It's just devastating. Obviously, I found out a few minutes after the reports came out. And, it's a guy I've known for his entire career, and I've known him pretty well, and we've talked a lot and throughout the years, and knowing what a winner he was, not just on the basketball court, but off of it, how inspirational he was, how motivational he was in terms of really helping to instill in other people, just the tenacity and the focus on being all that you could be, never taking any shortcuts, a willingness to put in the work, to rip yourself and shred yourself of the excuses of the things that hold you back from achieving the things that you aspire to achieve. It wasn't just about basketball with him. It was about life. And that Mamba mentality wasn't something that was reserved for just basketball players or for just athletes. It was for any human being out there who had a dream, who felt the need to be inspired about something, who wanted something so badly. It was about going out and getting it. And he was just that kind of guy. And he laughed a lot more than people realized. He told a lot of jokes more than people realized. He'd sting you whenever he could because that was his way. He was a guy that he was a great basketball player. He was a great father. He loved his wife, Vanessa, obviously, tremendously. He was a great friend. We were just together on New Year's Eve, and we were supposed to meet again in a few weeks to discuss some things. And, to just hear the news that he passed away, particularly in this fashion. He's been taking a helicopter for decades, living in Newport Beach and, you know, flying, you know, toward downtown to L.A. to the Staples Center, you know, to and from games all the time for many, many years. He loved being in that helicopter. He certainly was never really concerned about it. And for him to be gone, particularly through these means, is incredibly tragic and is sad. And to know that his daughter was on a helicopter with him, it just resonated even that much more profoundly. So, obviously, it's incredibly sad for me, incredibly sad for the NBA community, and it's just hard to put it in words. To be quite honest with you, that's the best I can do.
Told you all I wanted to say. Now it's too late to hold you, 'cause you've flown away so far away.
Passing of Kobe Bryant yesterday at the young age of 41. It was interesting that locally, the death of Kobe Bryant just after 10 o'clock our time caused a number, it had a ripple effect on the NBA, on the Pro Bowl, on all kinds of stuff. I mean, it was just, the timing of this was just unbelievable. The LVCVA, the Las Vegas Convention Visitors Authority, canceled the rollout, although the commercial aired on the Grammys, but the big rollout that they were going to do for the new slogan. Yeah. Steve Hill, the CEO and authority president, issued a statement and simply put, quote, "As many are aware, we were prepared to launch the newest advertising campaign for Las Vegas during the Grammys telecast on Sunday, January 26th. In light of today's tragic accident that claimed the lives of Kobe Bryant, his daughter Gianna, and others on board, we are postponing any activity planned on the Las Vegas Strip until a future date. The hearts of everyone in Las Vegas are with the families and friends of those lost, with all of Los Angeles, and with his fans around the world." I believe, and correct me if I'm wrong on this, that the new slogan is going to be "What happens here only happens here." And you know, this is going to be the replacement for what happens here stays here, or something like that. Whatever the long time Vegas slogan, if you will. Oh. The marketing slogan. Yeah. Stick around. More to do as we continue. More on the tragic passing of Kobe Bryant. We'll let you hear a little more of Stephen A. Smith, who was not only a guy that covered Kobe Bryant, but ended up being a friend of Kobe Bryant. We'll get to that and more coming up live and local now.
Where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again. The official radio stations of the Vegas Golden Knights.
I'm Byron Bergeron, and I'm a lawyer. Now, I know that people don't like lawyers, but think of it like this. I'm here to level the playing field so you get a fair shake. Let me give you an example. You get into a wreck. Your insurance company wants you to think it represents you and its priority is your best interest. You know, good hands. The truth is, its priority is its checkbook and its shareholders. If it's to their advantage, they will throw you under the bus so fast, you'll think the mayhem guy in the TV commercial is driving. I have only one client, you, and I can keep these companies in line because I have only one shareholder to answer to, me. I answer my own phone. I return my own phone calls, and other than my wife and two babies, the most important people in the world are my clients. 775-229-3736. 775-229-3736. When you need the field leveled so you can get a fair shake, call me.
Attention business owners. Are you struggling while waiting for your customers to pay on their net 30, 60, or 90-day invoices? Can't get a business loan? Have no equity? Bad credit? Or maybe no credit at all? Then you need to call AmeriFactors right now. AmeriFactors will give you cash for your invoices and there's nothing to pay back. We simply buy your account receivables, and if those clients don't pay on the invoices, we take the loss. We give you funds based on your account receivables, not your credit, and 98% of all applicants are approved. It's that simple. With AmeriFactors, there's no more waiting for your customers to pay. We give you the funds up front, then we wait for your customers to pay us. Fund your business today. Call AmeriFactors right now.
800-712-8087. 800-712-8087. 800-712-8087. That's 800-712-8087.
Thanks for listening to the Nevada Talk Network, where Nevada comes to talk. Our programming originates on the beautiful Georgetown Ranch in Ely, Nevada, over KELY AM 1230. For nearly 70 years, the news source for White Pine County. In Sparks, Reno, Carson City, you're listening to KNNR 1400 AM. In Battle Mountain, you hear us on 98.5 FM, KNNT. In Hawthorne, Nevada, over 98.7 FM, KAVB. In the Amargosa Valley, on 101.1 FM, KPKK. And in Pahrump, we're available on KPBM Television, channel 46.6. And in Fallon, Nevada, we're available on KNVR FM, 102.5 FM. Thanks for listening to the Nevada Talk Network, where Nevada comes to talk.
For years now, I've been telling you about the great smooth taste of Real Water. Real Water is simply awesome. Well, Real Water has upped its game again. Now with the Real Water Concentrate, you can get Real Water anytime, anywhere, on the go. Just a few squirts of the Real Water Concentrate, and you can transform any good purified water into Real Water. Basically, the concentrate adds trillions of extra electrons, turning your water into an alkaline, electron-abundant powerhouse. And you can put the Real Water Concentrate in your coffee, tea, or juice. Heck, it even improves cheap wine. I challenge you to give it the taste test. You will be amazed. And now you can get a free bottle of Real Water Concentrate. That's right, free. All you have to do is pay the small shipping and handling fee. Call 702-381-1217. Tell them Kevin Wall sent you and get your free bottle. That's 702-381-1217. Or go to kevinwallradio.com. Click on the Real Water picture on the top right of the homepage. That's kevinwallradio.com.
Let us know what's on your mind. Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/NevadaTalkNet, or visit our website, nvtalk.com.
Here we are, together, on music's biggest night, celebrating the artists that do it best. But to be honest with you, we're all feeling crazy sadness right now. Earlier today, Los Angeles, America, and the whole wide world lost a hero. And we're literally standing here heartbroken in the house that Kobe Bryant built.
Alicia Keys with just an amazing tribute to the late Kobe Bryant. And it had to, the crash occurred just before 10 o'clock. So to try and adjust a three-hour broadcast, they did the best they could, but it was fascinating. This hour of Live and Local Now brought to you by Escape Adventures. Are you and your family looking for an extended outdoor experience? Well, then check out Escape Adventures. Owner Jared Fisher and the pros at Escape Adventures can provide you, your family, or your business with a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Find out more at escapeadventures.com. That's escapeadventures.com. It was really amazing yesterday as the outpouring of affection for Kobe Bryant came out. Kenny Smith, this is Cut 7. Kenny Smith is a TNT NBA analyst, was on with Wolf Blitzer yesterday afternoon, and how he learned of the death of Kobe Bryant. Here it is.
I was in disbelief, just like everyone else, shocked, and just broke down into tears. I live in Los Angeles right now. I have AAU basketball teams that play at the Mamba, and we practice there. So I'm in that gym four times a week, his facility. Kobe's in there with his daughter, you know, and his teams all the time. You know the time that he's investing into, you know, his family now. So just shocked, and learned about it as I was driving towards home. My daughter called me in disbelief and said, I hope you're sitting down because I have some news that you need to hear. And she told me what happened, and I just stopped the car and sat and just broke down in tears because it's just a tragic incident all around.
Yeah, I think your reaction was almost exactly the same as my reaction when my wife called me and gave me the news. It was just so horrible. Tell us a little bit about Kobe Bryant. What will you remember most?
Well, you know, it's interesting. I think we watched him as a basketball player, but this transformation that we were seeing in front of our eyes as a retired player, you know, is what I think I'm going to remember most because, again, he became, and everyone can relate to, the soccer mom. He became the soccer dad. You know, basically this is a carpool, but his carpool was a helicopter. So going to a game, because most of us realize that our kids are never going to probably make, you know, get a college scholarship. They're probably not going to be in the NBA or the WNBA, but you're spending this time with them. And everything about his career was about him. Everything. Kobe Bryant this, Kobe Bryant that, commercials. And this transformation in his retirement was all about highlighting them. So that's what we all, I think, as former players try to achieve, is like we know that a lot of our lives are about us. And he was now saying, okay, now I'm going to showcase my family as much as I can. And, you know, through Twitter and Instagram, you could do easily now. And everything was about them, and I think that's where it's hitting most of the players now, because that's the life that he's trying to build, that they're trying to build, and we were trying to build.
That's Kenny Smith, NBA analyst on TNT. Stephen A. Smith has worked at ESPN forever, and has followed the path of Kobe Bryant before he was even 18 years old. And he was on CNN last night, although he's an ESPN analyst. And it wasn't just about winning for Kobe Bryant. Here is a unique perspective from Stephen A. Smith.
I use the word motivational because I think that a lot of times when people look at him and they take some of the words and some of the things that he spewed, they try to attach it to athletics, but he wasn't about that. He was about life. You know, when I spoke at the University of Alabama for Nick Saban last year, Kobe had spoken prior to that, I think a year earlier than that. Anywhere he could go to inspire people to be the best that they can be, that was something that he wanted to do. He didn't want to just do it through his words, however. He wanted to continue to do it through his own work to show that basketball was just one element of what he was all about. It certainly didn't limit him in any way. He spoke several languages fluently, obviously Italian, Spanish, and of course English. I mean, this guy was highly, highly intellectual. He was a brilliant mind, and he was not shy about letting you know that he was brilliant because he never believed he was. He was on a mission to constantly elevate himself intellectually. That's just the temperament that he had. But he also wanted to be inspirational in that regard. I remember years ago when I had a show, quite frankly, on ESPN2, and people used to talk about me, you know, interviewing people, and they used to bring up folks like Oprah and others. He used to say, damn all of that, not Oprah, Harpo. That was his mentality. Don't think about just being in front of the camera. Think about owning the product. Think about something bigger than what you're thinking about constantly. It's not just about being a reporter. It's about being an author. It's not just about being a basketball player. It's about being a champion. It's not just about being an artist. It's about being an Academy Award winner. These are all things that he had visions of, and it was consistent with who he was from the time that you knew him. Because coming into the NBA, one of the things that had turned him others off about him initially, he came into the league talking about how he was going to be as great, if not greater, than Michael Jordan one day. And people used to look at him and say, this dude is off of his rocker. His chest is sticking out just a little bit too much. He needs perspective. And then sure enough, when you watched him work and you saw the commitment that he put in, you realize he wasn't playing. He was dead serious. He would win championships. He would take a week or two off and then show back up a week or two later and start working in the summertime at 5:30 in the morning. This is what he did religiously. When other people were taking vacations, he was studying. When other people were taking breaks, he was working out. That was his entire mentality about anything and everything. And if you were going to be around him and you talked about aspiring to do something, one of the biggest things he would question you about was the work that you were putting in. He would probe. He would interrogate because he wanted to make sure that you were doing what you said that you wanted to do, that you were, if you were truly aspiring to go after what you were aspiring to go after, he wanted to judge what you were doing for yourself to see how seriously he could take that you really meant what you said about really, really going for it. That was his mentality all of the time. And he was that way with teammates. He was that way with executives. He was that way with league officials. He was that way with contemporaries. He certainly was that way with me, along with a bevy of other people that he called friends or called one of his boys or whatever the case may be. That was his mentality. And all of that shaped Black Mamba. The Mamba mentality. You either had to adjust to the program or you didn't want to be around him because he wasn't going to change because he knew you. He was right and you were probably wrong if you were against him.
Stephen A. Smith, very passionate about Kobe Bryant. More on the life and times of Kobe Bryant coming up. Also, we're going to be visiting with Victor Jakes, three-time-a-week columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. Also, Jim Yoder will give us the SoCal perspective on the passing of Kobe Bryant. And Jared Fisher, he ran for governor of the great state of Nevada. He will join us. He's got a major event coming up. It involves a documentary about his ride across America. We'll get to that and more coming up live and local now.
Marchessault banks it ahead to himself.
Marchessault comes into the zone, feeds it left.
And the shot! Score!
Riley Smith!
Vegas wins in overtime!
Marchessault to Smith!
Vegas wins it! What a setup!
We've seen it before! We see it again!
The Vegas Golden Knights.
Our town, our team.
We are Vegas born!
You're listening to the radio stations where Nevada comes to talk, and we want to hear what you have to say. Whatever's on your mind, public service announcements, lost dogs, whatever. Telephone us 775-293-1875 or on Facebook at facebook.com/Nevada Talk Network or by email nevadatalknet@gmail.com. nevadatalknet@gmail.com. And thanks for listening to the Nevada Talk Network, where Nevada comes to talk.
KPKK, Amargosa Valley.
KELY,
KAVB,
Hawthorne.
KNVR, Fallon.
KNNR, Sparks, Reno, Carson City.
KPBM,
Corrupt.
KNNT, Battle Mountain.
The official radio stations of the Vegas Golden Knights.
It's 10 o'clock.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As the Senate impeachment trial of President Trump resumes on Monday, we're hearing from President Trump's attorneys regarding a defense of the president in their opening statements. Meanwhile, Utah Republican Senator Mitt Romney says it's increasingly likely that other GOP senators will want to hear from former National Security Advisor John Bolton.
I've said for some time that I hope to be able to hear from John Bolton. I think with a story that came out yesterday, it's increasingly apparent that it would be important to hear from John Bolton. I, of course, will make a final decision on witnesses after we've heard from not only the prosecution, but also the defense.
The FBI is helping to process the scene of a helicopter crash that killed NBA legend Kobe Bryant, his 13-year-old daughter, and several others. The National Transportation Safety Board is the lead agency in the investigation into Sunday's deadly crash. News of the tragedy stunned sports fans around the world. This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC 83. Service may adversely affect the individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action, not a loan company.
With the Iowa caucuses set for February 3rd, Democratic presidential candidates are getting in as many campaign stops as they can. Former Vice President Joe Biden has scheduled events all this week in Iowa, and Mayor Pete as well. But for Democratic Senators Elizabeth Warren of Massachusetts and Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders, things are a little more in flux due to the impeachment trial going on in the Senate of President Trump.
The schedule we had planned for Iowa is now in the garbage can, and we had to rewrite it very quickly. So I have zero idea what's going to be happening this week or perhaps future weeks. Nobody really does know.
The CDC says more than half the flu cases this season are hitting children and adults under 25. It estimates there have been more than 15 million flu illnesses with 8,200 deaths. 54 children have died of the flu, including two students at the Utah Military Academy. The flu virus is widespread in 35 states. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
In entertainment news, USA Radio Network's Wendy King takes a look at the top 10 movies at the box office over the weekend.
These streets, I never trusted anybody but you. I'm asking you, man. Bad Boys.
One last time. One last time.
Bad Boys for Life, starring Martin Lawrence and Will Smith, is still number one this week, bringing in $34 million. 1917 comes in at number two with $15 million. The Guy Who Talks to Animals, Dr. Doolittle, is at number 3 with $12.5 million. The Gentleman is at number 4 with $11 million. Dropping down to number 5, Jumanji, The Next Level, at $7.9 million. The Turning is at number 6 with $7.3 million. Star Wars, The Rise of Skywalker, still on the charts at number 7 with $5.2 million. The literary classic Little Women coming in at number 8 with $4.7 million. Brie Larson stars in Just Mercy coming in at number 9 with $4.1 million. And Knives Out still hanging in there at number 10 with $3.7 million.
And finally, President Trump is set to hold one of his Keep America Great Again rallies, this one being held Thursday in suburban Detroit. The president will be speaking at the Dana Incorporated Manufacturing Facility.